If summer television wasn't already filled up with lame reality shows, game shows and reruns, get ready for more. We are now affected by a Hollywood screenwriters and actors strike. Once you have watched everything of interest on Netflix, Prime or various other streaming service, then what? I may have an answer. No doubt, I am late to this TV party, but are you all watching YouTube videos? I feel like I've discovered a whole underground community. It all started with my obsession with true crime. I realized there were full networks devoted to live streaming real criminal trials. I knew the really big cases were covered, but hadn't realized a lot of the less high-profile ones are televised, too. Not only are there the main feeds, but also programs offering analysis from lawyers, FBI profilers and regular folks with a slew of opinions. But beware, you can get drawn in. You find a case. You get to know the players. You connect with the lawyers, witnesses, family members, and reporters. It can be mind-numbingly boring, as court is sometimes. There is a lot of wasted time, but then there are the days with legal theatrics and bombshell evidence. When it appears justice was served, there's a feeling of satisfaction. That is what started my trip down the rabbit hole of online videos. But then I branched out. Did you know there are thousands of videos on decluttering your home? I used to rely on sporadic episodes of Hoarders to spur me into action. Now I can get shamed, motivated, inspired, and educated on organization any day, anytime, anywhere. To be honest, some of the instructors have really helped me. I would guess at least 50 or so boxes of donations have gone out of my home in a few months and at least that many bags of trash. Here's the top 5 lessons I learned. 1. Clean up as you go along. Do the dishes, clear the countertop and sort the mail as it comes into the house. Every time you leave the little jobs until later, it just make it harder. 2. Make decisions. Moving stuff from one location to another without dealing with it just wastes your time. Is it to be saved or tossed? 3. Make your bed every morning before you leave the room. I rarely made my bed, but it sets up your day with the first accomplishment, although small. Plus, once you leave the room, you rarely go back. 4. Start with decluttering items that are not sentimental. If you start going through old photos, scrapbooks or family items, it will bring you to a stop. Instead, start with pots and pans, kitchen utensils, old paperwork, or anything broken. 5. Having a bunch of organizing containers isn't going to get you organized. You need to do the work. Okay, I haven't learned this yet as I keep buying baskets and bins. I probably should have stopped while I was making progress. I did not. Did you know there are also hundreds of videos where you literally follow people around as they shop? Regular people grab a shopping cart and film themselves as they traverse the aisles of thrift stores. They literally pick up different items, show them to the camera, display the price tag, put them in their cart, and then we, the viewers, follow them home to see their haul. It is this weird secondhand thrill. You know what is stranger? I am watching them. There are other channels where the people go through dollar stores to show the viewer what the new products are. They film do-it-yourself projects made with inexpensive items. Some of the hosts are really engaging. Many are boring and monotone. Others are so hyper they may need a sedative. All are intriguing, though. Sound lame? I know. I thought so, too, until I got sucked in. Maybe someday I will show you the organizing stand I made from 3 napkin holders, zip-tied together to hold folders and my phone. I may need my own channel.